Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. October 25th, 2021. We should take an example from the Paralympians. Question. The Paralympic Games in Tokyo recently ended. You look at tennis players without legs, shooters without arms, jumpers on prosthetics, basketball players in wheelchairs. And at the same time you read the stories of them overcoming themselves. What do such games give them and what do they give to the world? Answer: this gives them and the world the opportunity to show that a person can overcome any obstacles and live a full life, and even win. We need to learn from them, to have a goal, to overcome difficulties and to achieve this goal. Question: when you set a goal for yourself and move toward it, do you have any examples? Answer: I have my teacher. I take everything from him. Question: I do not draw parallels with these games, but can we say that your teacher was in such a state that it was simply impossible to rise, and did he rise? Did you see that? Answer: yes. This is in Kabbalah at every step if you want. That is how a person should live. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, September 2, 2021. Michael Leitman, on Quora: how can you forgive someone who commits murder? In 1994, the devastating Rwandan genocide saw the murder of around 800,000 Rwandans. When a new government came about, it established the State Forgiveness Project. Perpetrators of the genocide had to ask the survivors and victims' family members for forgiveness, and the survivors had to forgive those who committed the genocide. The decision was made: although it is very hard to do, it is the price we must pay. If the victims can overcome their desire for vengeance, we will be able to heal through forgiveness. Otherwise, we will face a cycle of murders and hatred. Although Rwanda is still struggling, the country managed to break the vicious cycle of hostility. Can we truly forgive murderers? Yes, we can. Either consciously, we can attract a positive force into our lives that lets us do so, which is possible with the method of Kabbalah, or unconsciously, we can do so by law, by understanding that there is no other way. Yet the greatest and most exalted way to forgive murderers is by comprehending that a positive force is operating us all. Here, we must agree that such a setup was not created by us, nor was it our doing. We were governed by the same higher power, which is good and omnipotent. Based on the video, can you forgive someone who murdered your family or friends? With Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman. Universal Technique. Question: why do you only accept Kabbalah as the knowledge of the universe? The universe is one, the Creator is one. Why are you so categorical? Answer: the more you study Kabbalah, the more you see that it includes all other methods. Nature does not reject them, but simply explains how humanity passes them at different levels of its development. All of them take place until a person comes to a state where he can absorb a universal picture of the universe, the world, humanity, its development above his egoism, and then he comes to Kabbalah. Therefore, Kabbalah was hidden until our time, and only now is it gradually developing, so that as a result of searching, humanity goes through many different stages of development under the influence of other private methods that are studied within egoism, and not by rising above it. It comes to the conclusion that within egoism itself there is nothing to look for, just to get out of it, to rise above it. By having gone through all these stages and studied them, I personally see the roots of all possible methods and theories, and therefore I teach only Kabbalah. I insist that it is nature that is the universal system for changing a person in this world and raising him or her to the highest level. There are two forces in nature: reception and bestowal. Kabbalah aims to ensure that a person, working with egoism, can rise above the power of receiving and master the next level of nature, the power of bestowal. from CAB TV's video conference. Reclamation of the Land of Israel. It is said in the Torah that the people entered the land of Israel. This means that those people who have a true demand for the disclosure of the spiritual world make every effort to change their desire from receiving to bestowal. And to the extent this desire is formed in them, they begin to feel the upper world. The sons of Israel entered this land with many egoistic desires, but by gradually conquering them, they changed them to bestowal, connection and love. That is what the conquest of the land of Israel is, gradual and very difficult. They worked on themselves for a prolonged period of time, and to the extent everyone changed and everyone united with each other, the people of Israel emerged as one common mass with one desire, with one intention. All their desires under the influence of the upper light, which is called the help of the Almighty, gradually transformed from the desire to receive to the desire to bestow. This is what reclamation of the land of Israel consists of. From CAB TV's Secrets of the Eternal Book, August 30, 2021. What to swear to the Creator on. Prophets, Yehoshua, 23:7, nor shall you make mention of the name of their deities, nor exact oaths, by their name, and you shall not serve them, nor bow to them. Question: what does it mean not to exact oaths, by their name? Answer: actually, it is prohibited to swear altogether. One must not be sure of anything in advance except for one thing, that only the Creator's help and His actions from above will correct, determine, and put everything in place. That is the only thing I am counting on, hoping for, and acting on. Therefore, I must bring all earthly affairs to such a state, that is, make every effort to the very last end, as if, bring it before the Creator for Him to complete it. This is called the Creator will complete instead of me. I can only swear to the Creator that I will do everything in my power. When I make an effort, I must be sure that it is me doing it, but the Creator will complete it. The action depends on us, but its completion depends on the Creator. From CAB TV's Secrets of the Eternal Book, August 30, 2021. Advancing with joy. Question: I have been studying Kabbalah for 3 years, and all this time I am in a constant feeling of happiness and bliss from the study, and I do not have any dissents. Is that bad? Answer: this is great. Just continue in this way. There are people who advance through suffering, through all kinds of remorse. And there are those who advance out of joy, out of the understanding that they are the lucky ones. You belong to the second type. I envy you. Good luck. From a talk at the MK video conference. The three vectors of evolution. This wisdom is generally divided into two parallel, equal, and identical orders, like two drops in a pond. The only difference between them is that the first order extends from above downward, to this world, and the second order begins in this world and traverses from below upward precisely by the same roots and makeups imprinted at their root when they appeared from above downward. Baal HaSulam, the essence of the wisdom of Kabbalah. We study that there are three axes, three lines, three vectors. The first, a descent from the above downward from the world of Ein Sof to our world. The second, the evolution in our world. And the third, an ascent from the bottom upward to the world of Ein Sof, which means correction. Question: does this mean that our evolution has ended? Answer: not only has our evolution ended, it is reborn. If we don't ascend upward, we see its maladies, like a fruit that rots if it is not picked in time. We see that humanity has in fact become rotten. If we look at the timeline, we reached the good right state in the 16th century. Today, however, we are in a state in which we should have started our ascent long ago, but unfortunately we are only preparing for it. A long and demanding road from the bottom upward lies ahead, and everything has already been prepared for it, the wisdom of Kabbalah, books and different tools that explain how we should develop, how to establish a group, how to unite and to gradually reveal the Creator. Question: what stems from the world of Ein Sof leads to the shattering, etc., while what stems from our lowly world should lead to wholeness? What is the Creator's rationale here? Answer: the whole process is predetermined from the start in the thought of creation. The upper force enters us, and shatters us. Therefore, selfishness arises. Then, over almost 15 billion years, it evolves. And only then begins its correction, also with the help of the upper force. But the correction takes place thanks to the fact that you draw the upper force that influences you in a wise and sensible way by raising man. When you raise your desire for correction, for unity, the light of correction descends unto you. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, August 18, 2019. Where there is no crime scene. Prophets, Joshua 25, and if the avenger of blood pursue him, then they shall not deliver the slayer into his hand, because he smote his neighbor unwittingly, and did not hate him from before. A neighbor for you is the one with whom you can create a connection. But instead of connecting with him to achieve an even greater common desire, and raising it to the level of appealing to the Creator, you did the opposite. You did not use this desire, you neglected it, killed your part, and the part of the other, that of your friend. By doing this, you seemed to harm the Creator. Question: but this is done without intent, right? Answer: there is no such thing without intent. Everything is judged by intention only. It is said, I had no hatred for him either yesterday or the third day. That is, it really was not planned in advance, but in the end egoism still worked. Question: if the murder is unintentional, then there is no place for revenge. What is revenge? Answer: in spirituality, it is a correction and not revenge like in our earthly understanding. Everything comes from the Creator. He framed the person in such a state that he made a mistake, and having made this mistake, he got to know himself even more deeply, so that he understands what to do to correct himself. Question: does he thank the Creator for this? It is a crime after all. Answer: in fact, the Torah does not talk about crimes, although it is described with such words. But these are not crimes since everything comes from above. A person should only learn from this, realize that everything comes from the Creator, and make maximum efforts to correct it. Question: if I understand that everything comes from the Creator and I live this way, then, in principle, I have no one to be offended by and no one to turn to, right? Answer: you just must study. Therefore, the Torah is called Torah, from the word teaching, textbook, methodology. This is a teaching methodology that explains what kind of world we live in, what we should do with ourselves, and how to move on. From Cab TV's Secrets of the Eternal Book, August 16, 2021. Easy to understand, hard to implement. Question: how can we correct our sensory organs if we are not happy with this or that manifestation of the Creator in us? Answer: only by love for our neighbor. Only that. This means that by having a correct attitude toward others, I correct myself, become similar to the Creator, and begin to feel new attributes and emotions. This is how I actually attain the Creator inside me, by trying to resemble Him. On one hand, it is very simple. And on the other hand, it is very complicated. It is easy to understand the principle, but it is hard to implement it. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, September 15, 2019.